This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, April 10th. God's word for you today is In Step. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 5, verse 25, and it says, Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let's keep each step in perfect sync with God's Spirit. We must also allow the Spirit to direct every aspect of our lives. What will happen to me if I let the Holy Spirit guide me? If I let Him help me? He will help me know what I need to know. Secondly, He will help me go where I need to go. Thirdly, it will help me say what I need to say. Number four, the Holy Spirit will help me wait for God's perfect timing. Several times, people come to me with questions. God told me to do A, B, and C, and it failed. Why did it fail? Many times, it is a timing issue. God has told you to do A, but did He say you should do A now? God said do B. Did He say you should do B now? When it comes to vision, God will start with the what. Then you have to sit with God to show you the how, and then the when. Galatians 5:5 says, We are led by the Spirit to wait in the confident hope of righteousness through faith. Scripture says we are led by the Spirit to wait. So, when you freak out over a delay, it means you do not trust God's timing. Are you trusting God for something, even right now, and you're freaking out? It means you do not trust God's timing. When we look to the Holy Spirit for guidance and direction, it helps us to wait on God's perfect timing because God will always give His best to those that wait for Him and leave the choice to Him. God will always give His best. If I let the Holy Spirit guide me, it helps me resist the things I cannot normally resist. These things could be temptations, compulsions, desires, or addictions. However, when we let Him, the Holy Spirit, helps us to resist what we cannot resist by ourselves. Galatians 5, verse 17 to 18 says, The desires of self-indulgence are always in opposition to the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are in opposition to your self-indulgence, which keep you prevented from doing the things that you want to do. But when you are led by the Spirit, you are not in bondage to the law. What God is saying here is that the Holy Spirit's power is stronger than willpower. Your willpower will let you down, but the power of the Holy Spirit will not. You will never become too big or too spiritual to be tempted, to struggle with compulsion or desires, or to have struggles. However, it is important to note that attraction is not sin and temptation is not sin. Action is. The fact that there is an attraction does not mean you have to back it up with action. The fact that there is an attraction does not mean God has condemned you. The Holy Spirit helps us resist the things we cannot normally resist by ourselves. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask that you direct every aspect of my life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.